Hello from Hong Kong, a world city like no other, extends the warmest welcome to you. Be inspired by
an invitation to the world from Hong Kong's leader, John Lee. He's fronting a multi-million dollar campaign to put the city back on the map as a tourism and finance hub after a tumultuous few years. Months of anti-government street protests in 2019 led to a crackdown on dissent and the introduction of a controversial national security law. The government then imposed some of the world's strictest COVID-19 rules during the pandemic. The result? A public exodus. Local businesses have taken a beating and the city recorded its biggest population drop in 2022. Hong Kong's economy shrank 3.5% last year. That's the third contraction in the last 4 years. And that's adding to local concerns that the city is lagging behind rival Asian financial centres such as Singapore. The government says it's time for a turnaround. It's handing out hundreds of thousands of free flights and more than 1 million spending vouchers and scrapping all remaining COVID-19 border restrictions with the Chinese mainland.
You can see the streets are getting a bit busier, but I think there are still a lot of hidden worries. Business confidence still seems volatile, and it's hard for people to feel they have enough money to save.
We have to wait and see, but we'll just try to stay positive and just see how things go.
One sector that can't wait much longer is the tourism industry. Local travel agents have been organizing networking events to get back on track. Hong Kong received 56 million visitors in 2019. In 2021, arrivals slumped to 90,000.
We've done local tours with government support, but we've been losing money left, right, center, and we hope to stop the bleeding this year. Hong Kong is one of the world's most beautiful cities. Hong Kong is a stand-up kid, a comeback kid. It will always come back.
John Lee is kick-starting that comeback campaign with a trip to the Middle East. On Saturday, he's leading a business delegation to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. He says it's time to share the great stories of Hong Kong and make sure the world knows the city is finally open for business again. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, in Hong Kong.